Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. It is 5:31 p.m.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start with roll call. Ms. Adrian?
Here.
Dina Mooney, here. Martha Bonney?
Here.
Danielle Piarchi?
Here.
Michael Borowski?
Here.
Heather Gentry-Nimmer?
Heather's not present.
Okay. Rob Atwood?
Here.
Okay. Got that done. I'm sorry, I'm on like two devices here, my phone and my computer, so I've got to open up different things. Next is the election of the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee Chairperson.
Okay, this is, this is obviously something we do every year in May. And Dina, unfortunately or fortunately for you, you've been 2 years in a row, so you cannot do it this next year. Right? Because we did that with Angie. Okay. We messed up last time. We did that. Tried to do that with Angie, and it didn't work. So
time just flies by when you're having fun, I guess.
Right. So
is there anybody who would be interested in being the committee chairperson? Anybody? Otherwise, you're going to be nominated.
They take a turn, unless someone wants to.
I would nominate Danielle.
Yes.
Second.
Rob nominated Danielle.
Second.
And Angie seconded.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of Danielle being the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee Chairperson, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. All right, congratulations, Danielle. I can turn this meeting over to you now.
Yeah, so go ahead and take over, Danielle.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Move as presented.
Second.
Rob, and then Angie second.
Get to move on to the next item, or is that close that?
Now you need to ask for discussion, and then get approval from the committee.
Is there any discussion on the agenda? And then I move to adapt, you said.
Correct.
Can we move to adapt?
And then just say all in favor.
Oh, pardon me. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
And then say opposed.
That's probably the toughest thing that you'll have as the committee chair. So.
I remember FFA parliamentary procedure, but it's been about 25 years.
Right?
It's okay.
You'll do great. You're doing great.
And if you have questions, Dina will help you out.
I'll count on that, yeah. Okay, next item is the approval of the April 27th minutes.
So moved.
Okay. So just question.
Sure.
So when we start the item, we have to approve starting the item? Is that what you're saying?
What?
It always goes... Oh, go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
No, you go ahead, Rob.
No, it would be like in an item such as approving the minutes from a previous meeting, you would make that announcement, somebody would move to approve, or if somebody had changes to it, they would move to change, and the correction would be written in. Somebody would have to second that, and then at that point you ask for discussion, and then following that you would ask for all those in favor, would respond with aye. Those opposed would respond with nay or no. So it's just the steps just to go through it. So you'll get it.
So we open that item. We open the approval. You
yep.
move to approve it. And that
right.
was
and I move to approve it, and it's waiting for a second right now.
I'll second it.
Mike, second.
No, I'm going to screw things up because I just noticed a very minor typing error.
Oh, gee.
Under call to order roll calls, is the meeting was called to order at 5:32:03. So there's like an extra 3 in there at the end.
Oh, okay. Rob, are you okay with that? Changing that?
Danielle, I would just restate my move to approve with the added change. And now Michael would have to confirm his second on that.
I'll second it with the approval.
And now you would ask for discussion.
Is there any discussion?
And then just to pause like you are right now. And then just ask, all in favor, say aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion approved.
Good catch, Dina.
All right. Item number 5 is public appearances.
We have no one present, and I did not receive any comments or anything via email.
So does that mean this item we move on from
yep.
something else?
Yep.
And we just move forward. Unless any committee members have an announcement. And that's when you could ask.
Okay.
Maybe somebody's, you know... During a certain time of year, I might announce the St. Matthew's Men's Club, you know, coming up or something of that nature, but it's not relevant today.
Item number 6 is information.
Yes, several items under information. First one, introduction of new committee member Martha Bonney, and I will turn it over to Martha to kind of give a little bit of her background and... you know, where she's from and that. So, Martha.
Thanks, Chris. Well, it's nice to be back on the Park and Rec Board. I was on for about 3 years and then have been off for the last couple of years. I grew up in Alloway and moved away and came back and have lived here ever since. So have spent most of my life living in Alloway. Have family, 2 kids that are teenagers. My career was as an educator. I'm not working right now, but that was my career. We spend a lot of time in the parks. We use the trails pretty much every day. I love being a part of the committee before and look forward to it again.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
Item B, new employee to our Parks Department, Ricky Collins. We had that job opening with retirement within our department of Jerry Watzka. And we did an internal posting within our organization. And we had several individuals from our public works department that had applied. And one of those individuals was Ricky Collins. He's a relatively newer employee to the organization. He's been with us for 4 or 5 years, but has been helping out in our department quite frequently in the last few years. So he knows everything we do and a lot of how to run the equipment. So it was a great fit for us. So he will be starting with us June 1st. So he'll be coming down full time, and that'll be a great addition to our team. Any questions with that?
Did the Public Works Department post for filling that position?
They have not. We'll go through the same steps as we did with the parks, the internal for like a week. And if there's no internals, then they'll go outside. I believe Sean he's going to come to the board maybe the next meeting or something to ask for approval to, fill that position. So he'll go that route first, and then we'll go with the internal and then external. Item C, which is the PHM Webster Park Security System. I wanted to give the committee an update. We did have another break-in at the park about a month ago in the concession stand. We had been working on coming up with solutions for security systems for that park. Since then, we have purchased a couple of camera systems, and we are in the process of getting those installed here very soon. So then we'll have some video surveillance coverage. Our plan is to add at minimum, if not more, at minimum, a system to a park, to a different park every year. Working on the ones that have facilities that are more apt to be either damaged or broken into. The systems that we're using are relatively inexpensive, but do a good job of what we need. So they're average around, I believe it was $800-$900, which is relatively inexpensive for a system, a video surveillance system. So just wanted to give the committee an update on where we're sitting with that. Next item, the status of the CORP update, Comprehensive Outdoor Rec Plan update. I have met with individuals from Rettler. We had a meeting. We're looking at gathering, at this point, we're gathering information, looking at our old CORP and seeing, what is new, what is old type of things, kind of sorting that out, getting that all laid out. Setting up survey questions. We're looking to get surveys out here in the next few weeks and run those for at least a month. We will be doing some park tours coming up here in the next few weeks to a month with individuals there. They're planning on doing some with a public surveys, doing in person plus online, like SurveyMonkey and some other options to try to reach as many individuals in the community as we can. So we're kind of working on those things, trying to get everything set up. Timelines, have no issues with the timeline. They're going to, create a better layout of what that timeline is going to be for the various steps. The one that they had in their proposal was a little bit more vague, but we got that hammered down. And so we're looking at getting, so we know where we're sitting along the process. They don't foresee any issues at this time, being able to have things completed by September. Sounded like somebody dropped something. The last item I have under information is return to in-person meetings. Beginning in June, our village board will be meeting in person June 15th, and then all committees are able to meet in person after that time frame. So we're looking to begin getting back in and meeting in person. So our next meeting in June, we'll be able to hold that at Village Hall.
Can I ask a question about that, Chris?
Sure.
Will you be doing that hybrid at all, or all in person?
At this point, we were looking to do them all in person. From the hybrid perspective, in the discussions we've had, it seemed like it was going to be pretty difficult to be able to do both at the same time. So from the talks that we've had both internally, you know, with our staff, the decision was to do all in person.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Now I can roll right into the next one, right?
Yep.
Close out that item.
Yep.
All right, so item number 7 is discussion about the preliminary capital improvement items for the 2022 budget.
Yes. Wanted to get this information to the committee. I had sent that out to everyone. Our 2022 through 26 capital improvements, you know, draft of what we're looking at for capital improvements within the parks. Wanted to get this to you guys early so that we can, you know, start to think about what we want to do not only next year, but the next few years. I know with the CORP, or, you know, the Comprehensive Outdoor Rec Plan update, that may move some stuff around, that may bring new stuff in into our plan, but wanted to get this to the committee early so that we can start to think about not only what we have on here, but maybe new things we haven't thought about, as well as, you know, what we would be thinking about trying to get in the budget for 2022. Internally, we've been told we want to get going as early as possible on our budget, so kind of wanted to get this information to you guys, and we can kind of keep the ball rolling and get ahead of it before it gets too far into the year. So with that, if anyone has any questions at this time, you know, we can discuss anything, but I more or less wanted to get this to you guys so that you can start to think about it in our next future 2-3 meetings, then we can kind of hammer those out a little bit more.
Thank you.
Sure. So again, think about it, you know, in the next month, 2 months, think about, you know, some things that maybe, you know, not only that are on here, but some things that maybe you would like to see, or you've talked to people about, or seen or heard, that we might want to include as well. So great. Thank you.
Anything folks on the committee
wish to have on the future agenda?
One last
item on the list.
Yeah. Okay, who moved? Rob?
Yep. I'll second.
Mike seconded. All those in favor?
Pardon me, yes. All those in favor of adjourning. Say aye.
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 Opposed?
Adjourned at 5:51 p.m.